Support for The Common comes from Davis Malm. Their tax attorneys take the time to understand your unique goals and find the most cost-effective ways to accomplish them, distilling complex tax laws down to clear choices so you can make the best decisions. DavisMalm.com. DavisMalm.com.
Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it. Because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Candace.
Hello.
Where you been?
Oh, do you want to know where I really was, or should I make something up?
I mean, we can't lie to the people. Come on.
Y'all, I was so sick. You know, COVID took me down again.
Damn, again?
I know. Second time, easier time, but still very unpleasant. And for someone like me, I gotta be out.
Yeah.
I gotta be out. So it was truly a bummer, but
damn,
I'm making up for it.
Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're feeling better. We're making up for lost time here.
Yeah, we have to.
You know, you're going to tell us what's going on in the city, Boston, this month.
Indeed.
Things to do. And I hear you have three recommendations.
I do.
And there is a theme to them.
There is a theme this time.
What is it?
The theme is Night at the Museum. So everything we're talking—
Like the Ben Stiller movie?
I mean, are things going to come to life? Are we going to have that kind of experience? No, but somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah. So everything I have for y'all today is all centered around some of the museums in the city.
I love that.
Yeah. So let's talk about it.
Yes. What's the first thing you got for us?
Okay. So coming up on March 17th and 18th at the ICA, or the Institute of Contemporary Art in Boston.
Okay.
We've got the Gibney Company. And they are a New York-based contemporary dance company. They were founded in 1991 by artistic director Gina Gibney and director Gilbert T. Small. And they work with both renowned and emerging choreographers to present different types of work. And most of these choreographers are international, which is really cool, right? So it's a celebration of culture across the world.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing, this collective, which is made of 13 dancers, they're coming to Boston and they're going to present new works by three choreographers, one from China, one from Sweden, and one from Israel.
Okay.
Which is really, really cool. And they're committed to creating works that not only like show you sort of the rigorous artistic expression of contemporary dance, but also creating stories that are human focused or human centered, right? So it's all about connection. It's all about human identity. And it's just beautiful, beautiful dancing. And this is actually being put on by Global Arts Live, which is a local organization here in the city. And they're committed to bringing in inspiring music, dance, any type of performance all across the world, and is really an expression of exceptional artists, but also like people reflecting upon community.
So, I like that.
And it's just nice to be able to experience a dance performance at the museum, right?
Now, is it a series of shows over 2 days?
It's the same show both nights.
So they pack all these different dance...
It'll be multiple works of the choreographers that they present as one complete show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so you're getting a little tour around the world through dance.
Exactly.
I like
that. Exactly. And yeah, like a lot of these museums have really wonderful, beautiful event spaces, right? Because they're built with the intention to convene, right?
Yeah.
And it's also an excuse to get you to come, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe you're not into art. Maybe you've never been to.
It's like a nice, really nice building.
Exactly, right? Maybe you've never been to it before.
Yeah.
And maybe art intimidates you.
Mm-hmm.
But you love dance or you love performance. And this is a beautiful way to go and experience something that is special. But then also maybe roam around the halls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's that. The Gibney Company.
Exactly.
March 17th and the 18th.
At 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the ICA.
Indeed.
What else you got?
All right. I'm really excited about this. The Museum of Science is doubling down on creating adult experiences with a special series of events called Subspace. This is really cool.
Okay.
So it's their new series. It's all about immersive, interactive events for adults, no kids, where you could be experiencing music in the planetarium or performance art in one of their event spaces. Or it could be a conversation like the one that I'm going to on March 22nd that I'm really souped to talk to you about. It's a conversation with Ghetto Gastro.
Oh.
Have you heard of Ghetto Gastro?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. They're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a culinary collective. They're Bronx-based.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been using food to spark dialogue about really big topics from inclusion to race to access and how food can provide freedom and power.
I
right?
like that.
They launched in 2012 and they have done it all, right? They have created really amazing events centered around community. They've done the intersection of food where it meets fashion, where it meets art. And they've come out with a new cookbook, which is what this event is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is really around claiming our culture, putting a stake in it, and also making sure that we talk about and celebrate us,
yeah,
particularly through food. So this new cookbook is called The Black Power Kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and it features 75 recipes and more than 150 photos, and also like definitely some excerpts and articles about everything from the work of Black mothers to the importance of resistance and rebellion. So they're on tour, and they're coming to the Museum of Science, of all places, to talk about this new cookbook and to talk about how they've been empowered their communities.
Mm. I love that because that is a huge part of a lot of the work and our legacy, I'll say. Black history, you know?
Right.
Like what comes to mind is the Black Panther Party, right?
And right.
how they would, you know, feed the community.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, so.
And provide, right? And, you know, their whole thing too, like Ghetto Gastro, that might feel like a, I don't know, you're like, what? What kind of phrase is that? They're like whole manifesto, their essence, their mission is to sort of reframe the idea of ghetto, right? It's a reclamation of all that is amazing about Black culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take back that word, own that word. And this is so great. They're going to do a book signing after the conversation. And all of the books are being provided by Frugal Bookstore for sale.
Word.
And Frugal Bookstore, shout out to them.
I like that.
They're over in Roxbury. They're a Black-owned bookstore, and they're just incredible. The day for Ghetto Gastro is March 22nd.
March 22nd.
And it's at 7 p.m. And forgot to tell you all this, tickets are free.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Candace.
Pop. Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Hit us with the last one.
All right. This is really special because this, for to me, is one of those true moments where we can learn about a culture that we probably know nothing about, mm-hmm. right? And it's called Nowruz. Yes. So this is a celebration that is being hosted at the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, or the MFA, mm-hmm. on March 23rd. So right after Ghetto Gastro, you can come to Nowruz. And Nowruz means new day. And it marks the first day of spring and the beginning of the new year in the Persian calendar.
Okay.
Never heard of it before. Have you heard of that before?
I have not.
Exactly, right? First of all, Nowruz has been celebrated in Iran and in the Persian diaspora for more than 3,000 years. Iran, Afghanistan, Albania, like go on, right? How many countries celebrate Nowruz? And the Museum of Fine Arts is hosting an event which is from 5 to 10 p.m. that is a series of so many fun things to do. So they're going to have mosaic tile kits. You can go pick one up and you can make your own mosaic. Or there's going to be a series of dance performances. They're going to do conversations. It's just a five-hour night celebrating Persian culture and ushering the new Persian calendar, the new year.
I like that. Now, here's my question about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the MFA.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But from what I understand,
mm-hmm.
those tickets can be a little pricey for folks.
True.
So how much is a ticket going to set you back for Nowruz, for the Nowruz celebration?
I'm glad you asked. This is so great. It's a $5 minimum, pay what you want.
Hey!
Right?
I love pay what you want.
Pay what you want is great.
I like pay what you want. I like it.
Yeah. What does that do? Level the playing field,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So minimum $5. And if you want to give more to support the museum and to support all of these amazing artists that are going to be there, you can, which
right.
is great.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's going to be a student art show from a local Farsi school in the city. There's going to be a conversation on women, life, freedom, and the art of practicing resistance.
Mm.
Feeling a theme here. These events rooted in community and conversation and, like, culture. Like,
yeah.
it's just really reverberating out of everything that I'm seeing coming from the museums lately. I just think that this is an opportunity for all of us to learn a whole heck of a lot. And it just makes you remember, right, how large the world is.
Yes.
And how you're just a very small part of it, right?
Very small.
Yeah.
Very small. Now, if folks can't make these events for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
is there anything else at the museums that should be on people's radars?
Absolutely. One of the things that a lot of the museums are trying out are monthly events, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the ICA, that might be First Fridays, or at the MFA, they've got a series called Late Nights. Harvard Art Museums also does a late night series where they, you know, kind of like take over the museum for the night. There might be a theme. There's always drinks. There's food. And then you could tour the exhibits, right? And that is a steady constant so that you know maybe you can't afford it this month. Maybe you can afford it next month. There's usually a fee. It's minimal. But you can work your way up to it, right?
Yeah.
And also, those opportunities are great for new people, people who might be new to the city,
yeah.
want to make friends. They're perfect date night opportunities.
Yo, a date at a museum, I'm telling you, a museum date is the best. It's
yeah,
the best.
It is. It is.
We have laid out some pretty dope things going on in museums for the people this month. But I got to ask you, Assistant director for City Space.
I know it's coming.
What do we got going on this month?
All right. I've got just one for you. Although, really, we have kicked it into high gear at City Space. March, April, and May are just insane.
Okay.
So I'll just give you one. On March 14th, we are bringing in Lauren Coe. Lauren Coe is not a professionally classically trained baker, but she became one. And what makes her so special is she actually makes these amazing geometric designs on pies and tarts. So we're bringing her in on March 14th. That's National Pie Day.
Yes.
P-I,
yes.
Not P-I-E, for a converse.
Depends on who you ask.
Well, that's true. I mean, for us, it's going to be P-I and P-I-E because we're bringing her in for a conversation about her new book, Pyometry.
Okay.
Which is all about geometric, beautiful designs on her pies and her tarts, which she just blew up on social media for. And we're going to have lots of tasty sweet treats out in the lobby afterwards, complimentary of our friends at Boston University Food and Wine.
I love that. I want to go. 314, I love some pie. Well, Candace, as always, this has been a pleasure.
Same for me. Same always. This
Thank
is
so
you much so,
fun. So much.
You're welcome.
We got to hit some of these museums.
We're
and,
going.
And party, for real.
Let's do it.
That's WBUR City Space Assistant Director, Candace Springer. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. Listen, if you have suggestions for things to do this month, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok at WBUR The Common. You can also send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. And now it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Franny Monahan and Caitlin Harrop. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vikas. And it's edited by Ben Brock Johnson. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.